you guys. Welcome back to the In My 30s podcast. I am so glad that you're here today because we're going to talk about something that hits pretty close to home, and that is building a business or continuing to grow a business as a mom, which is something that can be so hard to do. And I find myself comparing a lot of the time to other people who do not have kids who are building these massive businesses. And it is just something that it can be really hard to not compare to. And so I want to chat. My cat is joining me. If you're watching from YouTube, you can see he's right behind me. But I want to chat how I am able to attempt to balance it all. And I was actually watching a quick clip on Instagram of Grey's Anatomy star, but you know who I'm talking about, the main character, Meredith Grey. She was talking about how as a mom, there's no way that you can 100% give yourself to your job or to work. She said, there's always a piece of you that is with your kids. And I was like, I resonate with that. Like, I completely agree with that. I feel like she talks about how you expand and you grow. And while it's not 100% of you, you've actually like grown. And there's still always a piece of you that is like at home with your kids. And I was like, 100%, I agree with that. I think that there's always a part of my mind that is like worried about them, taking care of them, being a part of them. And so it can be really hard to start, launch, grow, and build a business or even just like work as a mom. And so I want to share how I am able to quote unquote like balance it all. First off, I don't really feel like there is the balance, kind of like she referenced. There's always a piece of you that is with your kids. But yeah, so like balance is kind of a myth. I actually have, if you're watching from YouTube, I'm just gonna pull up my laptop because I am somebody that I need to have my notes in front of me. Even when I'm like giving a talk in church or saying a speech somewhere, like I have to have notes. And while I'm not like going off of a script, I still like to have like the key points that I want to talk about so that I don't forget anything. But yeah, juggling life as a mom and still trying to connect with yourself, be yourself, build something for yourself can be so hard, and everything in between, especially if you're like the main cooking, cleaning provider, not provider, that's not the right word, but like at home kind of like provider, not like financial provider. My husband is the main financial provider. I do a lot of the laundry, a lot of the dishes, a lot of the cleaning, a lot of the taking care of the kids. Obviously, he helps out so much, but he's gone throughout the day. And so I'm at home with them, and that is like my time to give to them. So the myth of balance is kind of what I want to talk about. And let's just like start here. I feel like balance is real, but it's also kind of a lie. And it's just basically like seasons. I feel like there's some seasons where I just feel like I am slaying. I have my life together. I feel like I am quote unquote balancing it all, doing it all. And then there are seasons where I just feel like I'm struggling and I'm not able to balance it all. And I just have to pick my priority and I just have to prioritize that thing. So yeah, I feel like it's just like prioritizing seasons. And some days your business is gonna need more of you, and some days your family is gonna demand more of you. And I feel like having the ability to ebb and flow between those things is really important to have as a mom who is trying to build a business. You know, there's just, it's important to realize that you can't always do it all, and to be okay to mold with what your family needs at that time. And some days my husband is able to give more to the home life so that I am able to give more to my business. And there's other days where he is swamped at work and he is just not able to do that. And I'm able to give more at home. So you kind of have to always be evolving in order to create that balance that we're talking about. But it's ultimately kind of a myth. Like, you're never gonna find balance and then stay with that forever. Stay with that balance that you found. It's always gonna be evolving and changing. And when you throw kids into that mix, it's like even more unpredictable and always gonna be evolving and changing. So I feel like I just wanted to start there, that it's important to know you're not always going to be on top of everything and have it together. And that's kind of like a really important skill to learn as like a base level. And that's kind of, it's kind of a hard skill to master, like, let's be real. But in order to master the rest, you kind of have to know it's not always going to be perfect. It's not always going to be easy to tackle your business and your job, because sometimes your kids are sick. Sometimes your husband's work is really busy and he works super late and you have to pick up a lot more at home and you can't give as much to your business. So giving yourself grace is a top priority. And when you get it wrong, that's okay. You learn, you grow, you move on, and you take what you learned into the next season of finding balance. So I think we could replace the word balance with intentionality. And I wanted to talk about that because, like I said, finding balance is kind of a myth and you just have to pick what you prioritize. So when you pick in a season what you're prioritizing or what your intentions are, then you're able to focus on that for that season until you're able to pivot and change and prioritize or find intentionality in another thing. And so today I want you to ask yourself what matters most. And obviously if you're in the new stages of growing a business or launching a business, it's going to take a lot more of your time because starting and launching that business is, there's a lot of work on the front end until you can get it kind of running yourself, or running itself, I should say. So don't try and fit your life into your business, but more so fit your business into your life. And I think that's also another important thing in finding balance. I like to always think that I don't live to work. I work to live. Am I saying that right? I don't live to work. Yeah. Like I never want my job or my income to take priority over my kids, over like their happiness, their needs, and their growth as humans. So it's really hard to find that quote unquote balance when social media, I do social media full time, and I also run a photography business. And with social media, I like to give back to my community, which I feel like kind of encompasses being a fitness instructor, because that's kind of a way that I can give back to my community is give them workouts. So I kind of like bundle that all in together. I feel like I don't do as much photography anymore, but where I was going with that is I never want to be on my phone in front of my kids to where they feel like, oh my gosh, my mom cares more about her phone, about her online presence, her online life than she does about us. I try not to be on my phone in front of my kids. Obviously, if they're like independently playing really well and they're not needing my full-blown attention at this time, I, you know, will sneak into a corner and like get some work done. But like, I never want to be sitting on the floor while they're playing next to them, like just not even paying attention to what they're doing. So I really prioritize them not seeing me on my phone. Or on my laptop or whatever. Like I said, I'm not perfect at that. Again, balance is a myth. It's not gonna happen. And there's some days where a brand needs something now and I have to prioritize that and I have to do that and I'll throw on Miss Rachel. There's just times that that happens. But if you're finding yourself doing that every single day, all day long, I feel like that's kind of when it becomes a problem. You know, for me personally, I feel like you have to figure out what works for you. And I don't have help from family that lives close. Like my family lives over 2.5 hours away. And so it's not easy for me to call them up and be like, hey, can you come over and watch my kids for a few hours while I get this done? You know? So that's just like how I've found a way to make it work for myself. If you have family close by and they watch your kids a couple days a week, like I am so jealous. Like that would be so nice to have somebody come and help out. But I just don't have that. So you kind of have to figure out what works for you. And yeah, I'm going to move on from that little part. But, time blocking has been a huge like mompreneur hack for me. And that would be nap time. nap time before my kids wake up, after bed. That is like when I'm able to get a huge chunk of things done. And speaking of things that work for me, so my husband works his 9 to 5. So if I want to get things done, a lot of times I'll wake up before my kids. And I know that not a lot of people are morning people, but I truly stand behind the fact if you can wake up even like 10 minutes before your kids get up and journal, read, stretch, something for yourself before your kids wake up, your life is going to change. Your day is going to be so much better. And I feel like when I wake up, when my kids wake up, it's kind of like this instant, like, I need to get up. I need to go help them. I need to go do this. And you're kind of like thrown into that mom mode before the day even got started. And it can be a little bit stressful for me. I feel like this instant stress right away. Whereas if I kind of take care of myself before my kids wake up, I just feel grounded first and then I can build upon that. So if I inspire you to do one thing, I encourage you to wake up like 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes before your kids. And then as you get comfortable doing that, you can add on to that and do a little bit earlier and a little bit earlier, even if you're not a morning person. We use the hack of like putting our kids to bed a little bit later so that they sleep in a little bit more because for one, my husband gets home so late. He gets home at like after 6 a lot of the time. So like 6:15, 6:30 sometimes. And if we were to put our kids to bed at 7, he would only see them for an hour. So it's kind of like a double, like, positive thing. If we put him to bed a little bit later, like closer to 8, sometimes 8:30, then they're going to sleep in later, which helps me out to get up a little bit earlier and get some things done before them or work out before them, which is often what I do. And then also my husband gets to see them for a little bit longer at night. So it's kind of like a double awesome thing. I know a lot of parents like to put their kids to bed at 6:37 so that they have the whole evening. You got to figure out what works for you. But when my husband gets home from work, we kind of do this swap. We eat dinner and then I go upstairs and work for a little bit, get what I need to get done. I kind of am in this like crunch everything, time block it, have it nailed down in a few hours before the kids go to bed. And you know, I try and squeeze in, like, obviously we spend some time together before they go to bed as a family, but we kind of swap. That's when I work. That's when I get things done. And that's when I time block, is those little chunks of time. Nap time, which I don't really have during the day anymore because Leela's not really napping, but I call it quiet time, evening, and then morning. I know that there can be a negative stigma along like getting things done during nap time. I know that it can be a sensitive topic and you got to pick what works for you, but I'm going to be harsh here and tell you that if you want to grow a business, if you want to improve your personal aspect of your life and you don't want to do it in front of your kids and you want to be present with them in that moment, something's got to give. You either got to get up earlier, you either got to stay up later, you either got to give your nap time up. So I hate to tell you, but you can't have it all. So you got to pick. If you don't want to grow a business, that's one thing. Nap when your kids nap, lounge when your kids lounge, like when your kids are sleeping, whatever. But if you want to grow a business and you don't want to have your kids see you working all day, then something's got to give. And so that's why I spend nap time usually hustling. Leela now does quiet time and I give myself the mental freedom, because sometimes I can feel guilty as a mom doing things for myself while Leela, like, either she's reading a book, watching a show, playing quietly independently in her playroom, and a lot of times I'll get her to nap if I call it quiet time. So that time is guilt-free for me to be on my phone, be on my laptop, get work done, prepare for tomorrow's vlogs or whatever it may be. So like I said, something's got to give. And for me, that's nap time. I like to have, during the day, I'm always like brainstorming things when my kids are with me of like, oh, I could make this content. Oh, I could do this thing. Oh, this would be really awesome for my business. I just have like a little note on my phone where I just brain dump everything that I feel like could be a good idea. And I just have that note like always growing. Actually, my notes on my phone are like out of control, but that is where I brain dump everything during the day so that I remember it later in the evening when I want to start creating content, editing content, batching content, which is another thing to talk about, is batching content. If you're doing content or if you're doing something, some other kind of business, you can apply it to that. But for me, it's content creation. And so I batch a lot of content on the weekends. That's what I'm doing today. It's Saturday. My husband took the kids to the library and I am batching content. I'm batching TikToks. I'm batching this like YouTube podcast video. And I'm also going to teach some fitness classes that I'm going to batch for a program that I have coming with my new app that's launching. I have always had a fitness app, but I wanted to do my own thing. And so I'm relaunching an app. That's why I'm kind of swamped with business right now. And I feel like this thing is such, like this whole video is hitting home for me because I'm going to go to a library or go to a coffee shop after this and edit this video, start getting my pre-launch strategy going for my app. So if you want to like check out more details about that, I'll put it in the description or in the podcast notes on where you can sign up for the email list on when my app launches. I would love it if you wanted to check it out, if you wanted to sign up, but I just batch content when I can and when my husband is home, or if you have like a parent that's helping out, batch content then. And I plan like weekly little, I guess you could call it a meeting. So like Sunday evening, I like to write out a bunch of content ideas that I can do for the week and somewhat plan out what I'm going to do for the day. I don't like to time block to the sense of 12 o'clock I'm doing this, 12:30 I'm doing this, 1 o'clock I'm doing this during their naps, because every single day with kids, it can be so different. I like to just have like a list of things to do on Monday. Like a little to-do list for Monday. And when I have that chunk of time, I look at my to-do list and I've got it prioritized what's important. And I start with that until I get that done. And then I move on to the next thing because my day has to ebb and flow with my kid's schedule. And so that's kind of how I time block. I don't time block down to the minute. I time block kind of in chunks of when I get a chance, this is what I'm going to do. So hopefully that kind of helps you out. My favorite things to do when time blocking, we've kind of talked about this, are emails. Always, always, always have emails. I feel like they never end. Strategy, planning, social media is like a big thing, especially for my photography business. I've kind of let that hit the back burner, but my photography and fitness business always need content scheduled out, and it's pretty easy for me to batch content for those platforms and schedule them out ahead of time. So that's a lot of time blocking time. Deliverables, outreach, content creation, brainstorming. I already talked about emails, finances, and like all those systems. Those are all things that I have during those time blocks, creating content. So yeah, those. I feel like when you're running your own business, the to-do list never ends. So if you just have a to-do list that are things that are always needing to be done, like all of the emails, creating content, blah, blah, blah. You can always look at that list when you are unsure what to do, but you have a chunk of time. Look at that list. Hey, I always am behind on this, this, this. You can dive in to doing those time block things. And I think a mindset shift is a huge thing. You don't need 8 hours uninterrupted. I think oftentimes I feel like that. I'm like, I don't have this huge chunk of time uninterrupted that I can get all this done. I feel like if you have an hour here, 30 minutes here, if it's intentional and uninterrupted, you can get a lot done, especially as a mom. And you just evolve and you figure out how to be super efficient with your time when you have it. I feel like I used to spend 8 hours in a day just kind of dilly-dallying and like doing this and then mindfully doing this and then working on something else, but being not as efficient at it. Now, if I have 30 minutes to 2 hours, I am so efficient with my time and I am so intentional with my time. And I feel like I can get the same amount done in 2 hours that I used to in 8 hours. So just, it's kind of a mindset shift that you have to make, especially as a mom. We get so good at getting things done, prioritizing things and just making them happen. So use that skill to your advantage and just make it happen. Okay. You can involve your kids in some of your work stuff. So for me, like when I'm filming and vlogging, I let Leela get involved with that. I want to be very mindful and careful about how involved I let her get, but like, cause I don't want my videos to be about my kids. I want them to be about me and then it feature my kids a little bit. That's kind of how I see my content, but I let them help. Like if I'm cooking, They can help me. If I'm making cookies, they can help me. We're working with natural light today. So if you're watching on YouTube, the lighting is just, it's changing and we're just going with the flow because I have this time block set and I have to get it done. So things aren't going to be perfect, but we're letting the lighting change. That's on a different topic, but let your kids help. Let them be a part of what you're doing and just find what works for you. Some people don't want to film in front of their kids at all. I get that. For me, there are some things that I'll film in front of my kids. If they're napping in the back seat, I can film a get ready with me in the car, and that's totally fine. You can talk to them about what you're doing, what you're building. Like, I tell my toddler, mommy is going to do a little bit of work. This is what I do for work. And, you know, I explain to her what I'm doing. I let them be a part of the process. And if I'm working out, I let Lila be there with me. Sometimes you'll see her in my fitness videos doing squats next to me. And I think it's really cute. And I think it's good for her to see me working out. I think it's good for her to play and work out with me. Hopefully you guys can't hear all of the building going on next to us. We have houses going up. And like I said, the lighting, the building next to us, there's just things that are not going to be perfect in the time blocks that I'm given, and that's okay. Okay, so I actually think that working out in front of your kids, being an entrepreneur, creative, a business owner in front of your kids is good. It empowers them and shows them that this is a good thing, and mom is also like taking care of herself. It's okay to take care of yourself and make time for yourself in front of your kids. Oftentimes I feel a lot of mom guilt about different things, but I think we just need to stop being so hard on ourselves. So hopefully if that helps you out with some of the mom guilt, let me know. But something that I have mentioned a lot throughout this podcast is boundaries. And there are things that I do not want to do with my kids. Like, I never want to monetize drastically over my kids. I'll have brands reach out to me like Little Spoons. I've worked with Little Spoons. They're a food for babies or toddlers brand. And I never want my kid to be the focus. Like, I never want them to hire me and say, we want your toddler to do this, say this, be this in your video. Obviously, like, I'll feature my kids maybe like quickly eating something, but I want to be the main focus of those brand deals. I never want to monetize off of my kids and have a brand hire them to be in an ad. If there's ever requirements for that, I say no. And usually brands don't ever do that. But if they do, if they're like, we're hiring your kid, your toddler to do this, I'm like, sorry, this is not her page. This is my page. Obviously my page is about being mom, but, I set that boundary for myself. And some parents, I'm not judging parents who do ads with their kids and make their kids the main focus. Like, I don't care. Just for me, that's the boundary that I've set. And here's the truth. You don't necessarily like need to set strong, strict boundaries around your business. I feel like your business will kind of set them for you in a sense. You'll kind of feel what works for you, what feels right for you, and set those boundaries and stick to them. I think setting office hours for yourself is good, but for me, I haven't been able to do that because every single night is different. Like 7:30 to 9:30, sometimes I am doing a meeting at church. Sometimes I'm doing different things. But for the most part, I've set out office hours for myself in terms of like replying to clients. I think that that's really good. I don't want to reply to clients at like 2 a.m. because I'm up and dealing with a child and then replying to a client. Like, I don't want them to think that they can get in contact with me at all hours of the day. So I just have set those boundaries with like photography clients on like, I'll schedule out my emails to go out at a normal business hour so that it shows them like, I'm a business. I don't do this 24/7. I'm also a mom. Just set the boundaries that you need and then let your family and your business set the other boundaries. Choosing between like 1 to 2 platforms could also be a boundary for you. Like, maybe you don't want to do TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, but you do Snapchat. I don't know. And maybe that's your boundary. Like, you're not going to do the other things. You're just going to focus on this one platform. For me, I've always prioritized TikTok because that's the one that brings in the income for me. And lately I've been prioritizing Instagram, and you know what? Not so much TikTok. It's kind of changed for me, which is a little bit interesting. But you can prioritize different platforms at different times in your life and set those boundaries that, you know what, I'm going to post every single day here and I'm not going to worry about the other ones. So choose the boundaries. It's okay to set them that works for you and your family. Okay, something that's hard to talk about is support. Let's talk about support, because running a business as a mom, it doesn't make you a superwoman. It does make you a superwoman, but like it doesn't give you superpowers that you're all of a sudden able to accomplish all of these crazy things. And it can be hard to ask for support. It can be hard to find support. Like for me, I mentioned, I don't have family that lives close by that can come over and help me grow my business. I have to find time in the nooks and crannies. So it can be really hard to find that support, but leaning on your community, like other moms, other business owners, church, Facebook groups, virtually talking with people who can relate to you can feel really good. It can feel really freeing. And people who understand what you're going through, it can be really helpful and beneficial. Finding those little support systems where you can is really good. Yeah, finding support can be really hard, but when you do find support, lean on them and show appreciation to them and delegate where you can. For me, I've never liked spending money on unnecessary things like having grocery delivery, Uber Eats sometimes. I don't know. I feel like that's kind of a waste of money when I can go do it myself, but I found ordering groceries to my home or ordering grocery pickup is so incredible and a great way to delegate as somebody who doesn't have support at home, because then I can spend that time that I would spend working, or I can spend the time that I would spend grocery shopping, walking around a store. I can spend that literally on my laptop, click, order groceries, and then I can go pick it up with my kids at the store. And it has saved me so much time. So just find ways that you can delegate. Editing content is a great thing that you can outsource. Laundry, you could potentially outsource. That's something I haven't done yet, but that's something that could be a really good way to outsource. So even if you don't have family that lives close, there are things that you can outsource. You can find ways to get people to help you edit your content, answer your emails for you. You can find a virtual assistant. It can be hard to invest money in those things, but it's like ROI, return on investment. You invest money on those smaller tasks so that you can spend time making money on the bigger tasks and the bigger things, pumping out more content, whatever it may be during your free time. And don't be afraid to start a little bit scrappy, like me right now. I'm filming this video, the lighting isn't perfect. There is banging along the house behind me that's getting built right now. You know what? It's scrappy. Honestly, it's not perfect. And I feel like that's something I've learned as a mom. You just get things done when you can, and it's okay if it's not perfect. I have become a not so perfectionist person, and I feel like that's actually been a really good thing for me. And when I found the most growth, just showing up authentically online, not having studio lights, the perfect setup, whatever it may be, I feel like that's more relatable for people, but also it's allowed me to get out more content in less time and it not be so focused on being perfect. Hopefully that makes sense. All right, you guys, I feel like that's everything that I have to chat about today. Raising babies and building your dreams can be so incredibly difficult, but also rewarding. And you don't need to choose. Like, you don't need to choose between your kids and your business. Both things can be there. Both things can be true at the same time. And you could show up to soccer practice and you can also be selling a digital product. There are ways to make money online. There are ways to grow a business. And sometimes there's more work up front where you have seasons in life where you have to delegate more or where you have to invest more time in your business. But there are also seasons in your life where your business runs itself or your business takes the back burner and you spend time with your family. And I think it's just ebbing and flowing. And I hope you know that I am cheering for you. I am rooting for you and I am building a business alongside of you. And I would love for you to be a part of my community. I'd love to hype you up and I would, you know, love your support in hyping me up. I love the community that I'm building online and that we're building together and I'm so thankful for it. And I'm so thankful that you're here along with the chaos and the little bit of scrappiness that might come along with my content. But yeah, if you enjoyed this video, please give it a thumbs up. Make sure you subscribe. I'm going to start posting more videos like this. If you have questions or topics that you want me to talk about in future podcasts or YouTube videos, please let me know, because I want to make more sit-down videos like this with you. And I'd love for you to stay. So follow me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all at McKenna H. Ashcroft. And you can join me along for my busy and balanced fitness crew that is coming soon. So join the email list below, and I will see you in the next video. Bye.